Hello, thank you for joining us on Live, Learn, Love, Lead, a podcast of Bethel Christian Church in Warren, Michigan. Our mission is to live in the power of Christ, learn to become like Christ, love as the family of Christ, and to lead others to Christ. This year, our aim is to grow in these four L's. Listen for this week's thoughts.
Welcome to Live, Learn, Love, Lead, the weekly podcast of Bethel Christian Church. I'm Daniel.
I'm Danielle.
Hey there, Danielle. How are you doing today?
I'm well. Thank you.
Fantastic. So for those of you, if you're new to the podcast, this is a time when we have a conversation with the sermon from this week. And we go through a couple questions and just see where the conversation goes. Mm-hmm. So we start with narration, where we just kind of tell back what we heard shared. And today, Stephen Morbido shared. And while Pastor doesn't give a topic when people step into the pulpit, he kind of shared along the lines of what Pastor's been talking about this year. Pastor's theme this year is courageous and contagious. So his sermon was on courageous availability and contagious influence, again, rooted in Joshua 1:9, which has been a pastor's theme scripture for the year. And it was a really good reminder message about availability and ability. Stephen, he talked a lot about how God is looking for our availability, not our ability. He equips the called. And he's not looking for people who have all of it together, whatever, it is. But he's looking for people that are willing to step out courageously. And then he talked about how authentic lives and ministries will have a contagious influence. Because when we step out in what God has called us to, there are people attached to that calling, and we will have influence around our sphere. I remember a pastor many, many years ago. He said, there are elephants and mice in the kingdom of God, right? There are those who have a big presence, and there are those who don't. But one is not greater than the other. An elephant can't go where a mouse can go. A mouse can't go where an elephant can go. And not that one is more important than the other. They both fit the role that God has called them to. And he said, do not be intimidated to obey God as he gives you ministry opportunities. And to step out confidently and courageously when those moments occur in your day-to-day life. Most of us are not in professional ministry, so to say. We've got 9-to-5 jobs, and there's people in our lives that are attached to that ministry. The ministry of going in, being a diligent, faithful employee, being an honorable boss. God is going to put people in your life, wherever your sphere is, that you can influence one way or the other. And as we step out in the power of God, we can influence them for Christ. So that was my telling back. Over these last couple of days, what are some of the things that you have been thinking about attached to this message?
One thing that Steve said was that there's no substitute for intimacy with God. And he talked a lot about education and training, and obviously education is very important to me. I'm pursuing my own education now. I started a homeschool group. We've homeschooled our kids. It's kind of my whole like 9-to-9 job. but what I liked was that there's not, we can do those things. We can prepare our minds. We can prepare our bodies. But there's no substitute for knowing the Lord.
Yeah.
And that life requires things of us, and we're going to have to pull from some well when we encounter situations, like very daily situations. We draw from some well, and that can be from ourselves, and that is a limited well. Some of us, like our capacities can be great because God has helped us and has provided for us and has brought us healing and brought us restoration. But yeah, we need to pull from the well of living water. The beginning of Jeremiah talks about God is rebuking the people because they are drinking from broken cisterns. It says they've neglected the well of living water, and instead they're drinking from broken cisterns, which is like a jar that collects water. And theirs are like broken and cracked, and I picture like stale, muddy water that's sitting right next to the living well. And sometimes we go to our own well. I don't know why. It's easier, maybe. It's
convenient.
It's convenient. Yeah. Lazy.
Yeah.
I don't even want to say lazy. I think just sometimes we just forget. Just like we're just doing life. And so I really liked that there's no substitute for intimacy with God. And just that as we make ourselves available to God, that He makes us able. And He said this, it's okay to try. Sometimes we don't know 100% what God wants us to do, but we can do something and we can start taking that action and just being available to respond to people and to listen to people. And I mean, I feel like today I had to go into a tough meeting, and I wasn't the one who called it. And I just thought, okay, Lord, just let me listen with your heart, with your compassion. Be with me. Help me to know what to say. Help me to know what to not say. And I went into it, and the Lord, you know, worked. And in that moment, we all have those moments all the time when people come to us upset, or they come to us angry because something else is going on in their lives, and we're the ones they take it out on.
Yeah.
Or, you know, they got bad news about their aunt, or they got in a car accident, or like whatever. People come to us all the time in life with circumstances, and we can pull from the well of Christ. That is our time with the Lord daily in our work, in the word and in prayer, but also just like in those moments, like, God, help me now. I'm going to come to you now and try to pull from your wisdom and respond. Because people, even Christians, need to be reminded of the truth of the gospel.
Yeah.
So those are some things that I was thinking about.
It's good that for being reminded of the truth of the gospel.
Yeah.
That's good. That's really good. Because it is true. And we do need to be reminded of it. Which kind of points back to the cisterns. Mm-hmm. You know, you need to be reminded that there's a better source.
Yeah.
Because we all have capacity, but we need to be reminded that He's our source. He gives us abilities, and there's nothing wrong with doing the things that you can do.
And operating in your strengths.
Operating in your giftings. But it's going to require more to fulfill what God has called us as Christians to do. It's going to take more than our abilities. It's going to take Him being the source of our action, the source of why we do what we do as a church, the decisions we make as a family, the decisions we make as a homeschool community. it's going to take his leading. That's good.
Well, I think we pray to build his kingdom and mm-hmm. to glorify God. That's what he taught us to pray in the Lord's Prayer, that his kingdom would come and his will be done, and that his is the glory forever and ever, and pray those things and be connected to his heart and his spirit throughout the day to lead us to do those things. So
yeah. And he's not playing hide and seek with his will.
No.
You know, we got to just seek him diligently. You know, scripture says, you know, you have not because you ask not. And when you ask amiss. And so being reminded of the truth of the gospel helps us to ask correctly.
Mm-hmm.
That's really good. I like that. Let's pray.
Okay.
God, we thank you for this week. We thank you that as we keep you as our source, as we keep coming back to the living truth of your word, that we stay focused on what you've called us to do. We don't rely on our strength. We don't just rely on our abilities, but we recognize our dependency upon your Holy Spirit leading and guiding us. We thank you for your goodness, and we thank you for this new week. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. For more information, visit us at bethelchristian-mi.org or find us on social media. To stay updated on upcoming episodes, please consider subscribing to the podcast. We pray you will be empowered to live, learn, love, and lead in the power and love of Christ.